teachers will meet virtually this week for their annual conferences. We are joined now by the General Secretary of the Irish National Teachers Organisation, John Boyle. John Boyle, good morning.
Good morning, Audrey. How are you?
Good, thanks. Do you expect this week to be dominated by the vaccination change?
Well, we didn't expect it until a week ago last Monday. As you know, the public health advisors had written to every single school on the 1st of February, and that remained the case up until last Monday, that teachers were going to be in the first third of the population to be vaccinated. And that was because obviously they're in the front line, they're back in schools in very, very large classes. But there was a serious U-turn, and you know, we feel that it was really very dishonourable of government to make this change, particularly the way that they're interpreting the public health advice now. And I know the minister said this morning that she'll be following the public health advice. The public health advice states very, very clearly down at the next set of categories at number 9, the age group. On the right-hand side, it says that people who work in crowded settings will be prioritised. Now, there's plenty talk about the people who live in crowded settings, but the public health advisors and government have decided to ignore the piece about the people who work in the crowded settings. And we believe that is wrong. We believe that it's a very, very simple approach to have a twin-track approach in the months ahead, that you could have the age groups on the left-hand side queue, and just like we had with the health workers, that you would have the teachers, the guards, and the shop workers, and anyone else in a crowded setting on the right-hand side, and that we would still get through the teachers so that they would be in the first third of the population vaccinated, as was promised when schools and the minister were so keen to get us back into schools back in February.
Yes, but if we go through this forensically, John Boyle, the original listing, you were on category 11. They're currently working through categories 3 and 4. It would have meant late May, early June at the earliest for first doses, not fully vaccinated until July, by which time you're on your school holidays.
Well, actually, Audrey, within that letter that issued to schools, it said very, very clearly that within the education cohort, that the top priority was going to be given to the workers who work in special schools and special classes. Now, there's only 8,000 to 9,000 across primary and secondary workers between SNAs and teachers who work in special education. And the infection levels have been really, really high there compared to other schools. And as you know, last weekend in the Helix, 6,500 people were vaccinated in one day. So you're really talking about giving a message to teachers that we care about you as workers and about the SNAs, and that we're prepared to put one day aside in the next 2 to 3 months to vaccinate the special ed staff. And, you know, otherwise, the big difficulty is going to be that we won't have staff, because before Easter, with the infection levels rising, staff were falling. Every day we were getting phone calls, another class closed, another school closed. And, you know, to think the amount of money it's costing to try to get subs, and we can't even get subs for them.
Okay.
But to spend one day testing them.
Yeah, but you said there to put aside one day in the next 2 to 3 months. Under this new arrangement, John Boyle, if you study the data, which Rachel Lavin, who is the data journalist with the Business Post, had a terrific article on this on Sunday. She crunched the numbers and she worked out that with 1.25 million vaccines coming in every month from this month, she determined that all over 35s would have their first dose by June, all over 25s by mid-July, everyone fully vaccinated by September.
Yes, so if you take the various reports that have issued over the last couple of days, there's a big difference between being vaccinated in July or June, when the summer programmes are going to run for the children with the special education, and getting your first dose, if you're a 35-year-old teacher, towards the end of August, the same day that your cousin, who is maybe on a course with a university abroad, sitting at their computer for the last number of months, on the exact same day the two of them are vaccinated, how could that teacher build up immunity to be back inside in an overcrowded classroom in early September if she or he is only getting a vaccine in August? So there's a lot of different approaches to the reports.
But it will be before August, John Boyle. I mean, if you study the data and the supplies of vaccines coming into the country and what the authorities, the health authorities, plan to do with those and the numbers they plan to vaccinate, as Rachel Lavin said in that article, everyone will be, all adults over 16 will be vaccinated by September, fully.
Audrey, the stats on the delivery of vaccines, for example, okay? So we met our first quarter as a country. We met it at 10 minutes to midnight on the 31st of March when we had to get another 120,000 vaccines just to get off the line. We have no guarantees whatsoever the way things have worked out with this program. We're way behind the UK and Northern Ireland with the rollout of vaccines. Our members up the north have already been vaccinated, but the vast majority of them.
Because they're vaccinating by age, John Boy. They're vaccinating by age. It's the most quick, the quickest and most efficient way to vaccinate.
Audrey, in 100 out of 150 countries surveyed last week, and Ireland was included in the 100, teachers were either at group 1, 2 or 3 on the vaccination list. Only 50 countries, mostly in areas that don't even have vaccines yet, were teachers off the list. And suddenly Ireland, one of the richest countries in the world, drops teachers, guards, SNAs off the list last week. No wonder the teacher unions are raging about this, because we do have a responsibility to look after our workers, particularly yes. those in special education.
And Dr. Ronan Glynn said last week, there is no evidence, no evidence that any occupation group apart from healthcare workers are more at risk of severe outcomes from COVID. No evidence, yeah. he said.
So reading between the lines then. So it's fine if you don't get a severe outcome, but if you get long COVID or if you contract COVID, it's perfectly okay, just so that we can keep schools open. I cannot stand over a situation where we have over 3,000 positive cases in schools in this school year already. And as of today, we have absolutely no guarantees that our members, some of the younger ones particularly from 35, and one third of our members are under 35, teachers coming out of college next year, that they would go straight back into school in September without having immunity built up and having had their vaccinations in good time.
Okay.
And we do have to make a case, Audrey, as you can understand, the same public health experts up until last Monday had us in the top one third of the population. And I believe it's highly dishonourable for this change to happen. It's a complete letdown. It was a written promise. And was it a promise or a commitment? Was it only made so that we would open up schools at a time when infection levels were out of control last February and March? Maybe that's the reason that we got the written commitment. So we need to get clarity as to why the change has happened. And we're still not convinced by what we've heard.
Thank you very much indeed, John Boyle, General Secretary of the INTO.